1 yard line. This is going to bring up a fourth and long, about fourth and 20 for the Hatchets. And looks like we have a timeout on the field. Timeout Lakers. They want to talk this one over with a minute and a half remaining in the first half. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school sports. Lakers 34, Bad Axe 6.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
And we're back here in Bad Axe as Bad Axe comes out with a 4th and 21. They're going to punt this one away. Probably a not a bad idea.
I would think it'd be a good idea.
So with the center remaining in the first half, 34-6, Lakers over Bad Axe. And there are parachutes all over the place.
Somebody moved on the offensive line, it looks like.
That's exactly what it is. So tack on a few more yards there for Bad Axe. You know what? 4th and 21 with another 5 yards.
Right, when the whole thing has fallen in and nothing seems to be going right for you, the Hatchet has sure found a way to find it.
And Bad Axe just needs to maintain for the next minute 36 and get in halftime with the same score. They cannot allow another touchdown from Lakers. So here's the punt for number 12. A decent punt gets to about the 48-yard line of Bad Axe.
They're setting up the wall.
And number 89 gets it at the 48-yard line. Is brought down at the 40. That's Nathan Kaczynski for the Lakers. So first and 10 with a short field to work with are the Lakers. They have 40 yards to go to get to the end zone with a minute 28 remaining in the first half.
Mark Amon and Daniel Brown made the hit for the Hatchets.
And it's first and 10 for the Lakers. Lakers offense been on the field most of this game because when Bad Axe has been on the field, they're driving on the field, and then all of a sudden, turnover. Lakers maintains the energy and the momentum. So, center, center, two in the backfield. We have a slot to the right. Now to the left, man in motion, number 86. And the flag on the play, Post is trying to get this one off. And a sack by the Hatchets. There's a little light in that defense.
There
down to the 48-yard line. Loss of 10 on the play.
Number 75, Jacob Taylor, and a couple other players that were in on there, and they called illegal shift against the Lakers.
And that
so they're going to decline it.
They're declining that one after a loss of 10 on the play on Post there on the second, the first one of the night for the Nash defense. So a loss of 10, penalty declined. They're at the 49-yard line. As Ron and I are both getting to the standing position, as this first half has taken an hour and 15 minutes for this first half. So, second and 20 for the Lakers. Two men in the backfield, man in motion, receiver out to the right. Post hands this one off to number 26, Seth Kaczynski. Gets down back to the line of scrimmage, but there's another flag on the play.
Spencer Kelly hogtied him, and they're calling a hold on the Lakers here.
So, push the Lakers back once again. And they're discussing whether they want to accept this one, push him back 10 yards and repeat second down, or just say, you know what, forget it, we'll take the third down. But they accept the penalty, and it's a 10-yard penalty, taking them all the way back to the 39-yard line in Laker territory. It is now second and a good country mile. Second and 30.
34-6, the score here. Lakers on top. 56 seconds. Like Clark said, we've been here for 2 hours already.
That's right. The pregame show started about 2 hours from right now. We're making it worthwhile tonight. That's sure.
Right.
All right, so.
We're getting paid the big bucks for this one.
All right, so Post under center pitches out to number 26, Seth Kaczynski to his right. Caught in the backfield. Bad Axe defense all of a sudden starting to show up. Loss of two on the play.
Speaking of the big bucks, you need to go to Randy's Hunting Center. The season started. You need to get out there and get your hunting supplies.
That's right, or go to randyshuntingcenter.com. Loss of two on the play. Now brings up third and 32 for the Lakers. With about 10 seconds remaining in this first half, and they're just going to let this one
run
it down. So, at halftime, it is Bad Axe 6, Lakers 34. The first half is officially in the books. It is homecoming festivities. We have a 20-minute halftime tonight, and it is Lakers leading 34, Bad Axe 6. Lakers taking advantage of the Bad Axe turnovers. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi everyone, this is Heidi,
and I'm Gretchen from Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
You'll be impressed with our great selection that will help you with your hobby.
If you're a fan of knitting and crochet, you'll find the supplies you crave.
From skeins of yarn to books and patterns, we have it at Harjo's Ben Franklin.
But that's not all.
No, it's not. We also carry scrapbooking supplies and arts and crafts.
You can find it all at Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
There's a feeling of increased anticipation this time of year as the season winds down and the work and commitment comes to a fruition during the harvest. Hi, this is Jim McQueen, Ag Loan Specialist with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. At Thumb National, we continue to work one-on-one with Thumb area farmers. We appreciate the dedication and determination that culminates when the combines and harvesters roll to cap another season. As you look ahead to another year with new challenges, remember that if you need an experienced financial partner, you can contact us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We have operational lines of credit to smooth out your cash flow needs. We finance machinery and land purchases to help increase your efficiency. We can even help with the home remodeling project you may have been putting off or the education expenses you knew were coming. All of us at Thumb National are hoping you have a safe and mostly enjoyable harvest season. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
And you're tuned to WLAW. We are into halftime. Lakers leading this one 34-6 over Bad Axe. It's been all Lakers often in this first half.
It's been often, and it's been mistake-prone, Bad Axe Hatchets. They've had a couple of good drives going, but they've shot themselves in the foot, so to speak, and they haven't been able to put any points other than six on a board. And then they just look like about halfway through the mid-quarter, they start giving up on themselves, and they had to, gather and rally and try, and Mark Minetti called a couple timeouts to get them fired up. But like you said, the last half here, the defense looked like they were starting to rally a little bit, but a little bit late, I think.
About almost two quarters late there.
Yeah.
So right now, the Bad Axe marching band down on the field. Let's take a listen. Beach Boys action there from the Bad Axe marching band, 26 strong, with 16-25 remaining in this first half. On.
Well, Clark, we might as well take a break and hear some.